Over the years, we've brought you blockbusters, box office bombs, sports films, and Air Bud. But there's one genre at Apocalypse Video that has been grossly unappreciated. Until now. Because this summer, we're pumping up the volume. From the video store that brought you Hot Dave Summer Film Fest Volumes 1 through 3 comes the newest, most exhilarating Summer Film Fest yet. Hot Dave Summer Film Fest Volume 4. Now that's what I call dance movies. Featuring films like Flashdance. Saturday Night Fever.
We just washed the hair. No, I work on my hair a long time. And you hit it. It hits my hair.
Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights.
Is this square? Is this square good or bad? It's bad. See, this is square.
Magic Mike.
Can you tell us now?
All of your favorites are here, plus a few surprises.
I mean, it's not like he's saving the world or anything. I mean, he's a sales rep, for Christ's sake.
So get ready for the hottest moves you've ever seen as Apocalypse Video brings you Hot Dave Summer Film Fest Volume 4. Now that's what I call dance movies. And it starts now.
All rise.
Tyler Gage, I see you've been in this courtroom before. I'm giving you 200 hours community service.
Here you go.
One, two, three, four.
Hello, who is that?
Hey.
Love a man in a uniform.
Damn, they look like the girls from the candy shop video.
Man, they don't dance like
them. Oh, yeah?
I have to find a new partner.
Have you talked to the second year students?
I've auditioned a bunch of them. Ready?
No.
Do it.
Are you kidding?
I was just trying to help.
Okay, wait. Catch me.
Now what?
And you say that he can dance?
He's adequate.
Adequate?
2:30 tomorrow. Bring tights.
Tight? Wait, what?
Why do you keep denying the obvious?
You couldn't be more wrong. Hey!
You look beautiful. Just remember that loser's headed nowhere fast and you know it. I'll let him take you with him.
Let's get it going!
It's not that you don't have talent. It takes so much more than that.
I'm fighting for something that's real for the first time in my life. Look, I'll do anything.
Anything? And back up.
Anybody got something so fine? Now's the time to acknowledge. Oh, anyone that wants a woman to die, come and sing it with.
Hello, welcome back to the next installment of Hot Dave Summer Film Fest Volume 4. Now that's what I call dance movies. We're stepping it up this week, and joining me this week in our fancy, we've moved out of Club 69 in Bartertown. We're now in the more upscale, the School of the Arts, the School of the Dancing Arts.
One of those fancy schmancy art schools.
Yeah, we broke in last night and we set up our recording equipment. We've been dancing around. The cops have not found us yet. I'm joined again by Jackie.
I was trying to find a quote, but are you guys ready to step up?
I'm ready to step up and ditch that annoying announcer voice. I'm also joined by Michael.
Guess what she brought for us? Cap'n Crunch. Peanut butter Cap'n Crunch.
Wait, is that a line in the movie?
The, like, foster sister says that at one point.
Not quite in that tone of voice.
It was a much more natural performance from
Guess
the
what
child.
She brought for us? Cap'n Crunch. Peanut butter Cap'n Crunch.
We're also joined again by Kira.
You been moping?
Now that was from the movie.
And finally, we're joined by a very special guest who has not been with us since, I think, the Malignant episode, where she either had some sort of tumorous growth that was a person, or she was the tumorous growth. I can't quite remember. We're
who
joined by Madeline.
Yes, and I just want to get really serious for a moment. This podcast is going to be in memoriam to Skinny. May he rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Skinny.
So, okay. What you just brought up, it seems almost like a... Because when this movie started, we're talking about Step Up. This was my first time. I don't know about anyone else.
Your first time stepping up?
My first time stepping up.
My first as well.
My calves are sore. I am not used to stepping up.
It's calf day.
I'm glad to say that I've brought it on before, but I've never stepped it up. Mm-hmm. So this is my first time stepping up, and that whole thing with Skinny dying was at complete odds with the way this movie starts and what I think this movie is going to be when it begins, which is a full-on musical.
Let it be known, I want to like plant my flag. Like within seconds of seeing Skinny, I was like, that kid's going to die.
Yeah, same. Oh. Yeah, come on, Dave. It's telegraphed from moment one that this kid is going to die.
Well, it's interesting because the way this movie begins, I had never seen this before. So I knew Channing Tatum was in it, and it was a dance movie, and it was very popular at the time.
And then he steps it up.
That's all I knew. So when the movie begins, you get what is really a very musical type of opening. Like, if you've never seen this movie before, like me, I just assumed that this was going to be a full-on musical. You know, the way it begins, you get the ballet class and they're dancing, but then it cuts to the streets, you know, and they're doing their moves, and it cuts back and forth in a way that is very musical like and suddenly I'm getting more excited because I'm like, I didn't know this was a full-on musical. But then the movie continues past the credits, and I'm like, oh no, are people going to be dying in this thing?
Well, Dave, I think these two concepts are not at odds. People die in musicals all the time. West Side Story, well, hello.
No. I just meant that the format of the movie changed on me after the opening credits. Because the opening, am I alone in thinking that the opening credits of this movie seem to suggest that this is going to be a full-on musical?
It's going to, no, I think it suggests it's going to be a dance movie. Which is, you know, what's what we got.
And
it's
to that point, much like a musical, you, you know, break into song when, you know, your feelings are so big that you can't speak them. In the dance movie, they're dancing to communicate. Tyler and Nora come together is through Ted.
Dave, did maybe is what you expected? Because we certainly get lots of dancing in this movie. I don't think we can argue
numbers,
that.
Numbers, but not in a musical manner.
Right. Like, were you expecting like Saturday Night Fever? There's lots of dancing, but it's like dancing. That's what is happening.
That's
but
like
were
a
you,
drama.
Were you expecting like the drama to involve dancing?
Well, no, the opening just seems very, like, musical-esque, like, exaggerated, the way that they're dancing and everyone's together. It seems positioned in a way to suggest that things are going to happen, there's going to be a conflict, but then, like, it breaks, you know, like a musical does. It's going to break it, they're all going to break into spontaneous dance and start solving the problems through dance. Like, that's what I thought the opening was suggesting, but then I'm like, oh, no, this is just a movie. That's not a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, my expectations had to be adjusted after the opening credit sequence was finished.
But it is a movie where they solve all their problems through dance.
That does happen.
There's so much
dancing in this movie.
They also solve their problems through talking. We can get into it.
But they're not having a dance off with PJ. It's like, oh, he just killed Skinny. We'll have a dance off to resolve this conflict.
No, there's no dance fighting all over.
Well, no, this movie knows its limits. They say
just forget about him almost immediately and move on with their lives.
Well, just internalize it and feel it later, after the dance show. No, that is. I won't say
Skinny's dead.
I won't say that this movie is not uneven in parts, but I do kind of like that, like. It's half decom, and then Skinny dies.
People pulling guns on each other, stealing cars.
There's a lot of boosting cars in this movie, which the decom would not do. But I'm glad that this movie does, because
guys,
it's like,
if they weren't stealing cars and people were dying, you wouldn't know that they're from two different worlds.
Exactly. Hey, y'all ever heard of The Wire?
Yeah, that is, it's so funny, like, we're watching this, and I was like, are they, like, so, like, half of this movie is taking place in an art school, and I was like, the other half feels like it is taking place on the set of The Wire.
Idris Elba's gonna, like, accidentally walk into frame, and be like, oh, sorry, I'm doing something else.
That's what we found out, it is Baltimore. Baltimore
Well, isn't
movie.
The Wire based in Baltimore as well?
So
this is two movies going on, the dance movie, ballet movie, and The Wire.
HBO's The Wire.
It's, and altogether, it works for me.
It felt very much like a person who had never experienced any of these life events wrote this movie and was like, I think it's kind of like this. This is
probably
what the
goes
streets
a little something like this.
The streets.
Well, do you want to know who wrote this movie?
Yes, tell
Whom?
Me.
So the legacy of this movie is interesting, the people behind the camera. So one of the writers, Dwayne Adler, very involved in dance movies, like Save the Last Dance.
Sure.
Step Up, of course. This became a franchise. Make Your Move was another movie. The other writer of this movie is very interesting as well, Melissa Rosenberg. She is a huge factor on the Twilight movies.
Oh,
interesting.
She wrote the Twilight movies. She also was a showrunner on Dexter. She also was the creator of that Jessica Jones show on Netflix.
Wow.
Okay.
So a lot of interesting pedigree behind this movie.
I'm looking up too. Dwayne Adler is from, he's from North Carolina, but then kind of lived in D.C. and Maryland. So I think that gives him like Baltimore adjacent cred for like at least.
He's
I
saw plenty of teens stealing cars.
Well, he probably saw Baltimore.
Yeah.
At the very least.
This next bit is particularly interesting, and this will factor into our next episode. But the director of this film, Anne Fletcher, she was a dance choreographer on a lot of movies. She was also the director of a little film called Bring It On.
Okay.
All right.
Which, spoiler alert, we will be covering next time.
I don't think this man doesn't look like he lived on the streets of Baltimore. I got it.
We're looking at a picture of Dwayne Adler now.
Probably not the streets, no.
No. Maybe he saw it from his private jet.
He was the Nora character.
Yeah, he's Nora's dead dad.
Do you think he knows what like a rich private school is like?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he broke in one night while he was throwing cans at his friend in the street?
You're throwing garbage at your friend, as you do. After you get kicked out of the party for dancing too sexy with someone's girl.
Well, let's get into it. Who wants to tackle the plot synopsis of this movie? What's this movie all about?
I'll take it on. I'll step up.
Who's ready to step up? Okay, Jackie?
Well, so we're here with... did we start at the party after the... After that, the stylized credit sequence.
Yeah, I think so.
We're at an urban party. Because this movie is about class, but it is also about race.
Except we're not gonna have a black lead. That can't happen.
Well, no.
We need a white guy in there.
So we have our white boy, Channing Tatum, and he is he's freaking it on the dance floor with it seems like a couple girls. Like he's going to town. He's trying to rizz them up, as the kids say.
He just wants to dance.
He's just having fun, but he dances with someone's girl or something, and PJ, who is one of the tougher guys who comes back to, spoilers, kill Skinny, sees that and is like, what the fuck, dude? and it pulls a gun on Tyler and his friend, is it, yeah, Mac, and Mac's little brother Skinny. So they get kicked out of the party, and then they're walking down some alleys, they're like talking shit to each other, knocking over trash cans, throwing trash at each other.
Like full-on 12-year-olds here. This was surprising to me.
I really liked the dynamic between the three friends. That's like one of my favorite things about this movie. They have like so much weird energy that I don't know. They had a weird chemistry that I was
definitely felt like kids.
Yeah.
I know they're supposed to be in high school, but they felt way young. They were acting way younger to me.
I think that's super in line though with like the, you know, the kind of teenage boy like toughness where it's like you're literally a child and you act
hormones.
Like it with your friends.
To the point where when they eventually, you know, they leave the to continue on with the synopsis, they leave the party after getting kicked out. They get a gun pulled on them and they're like, okay, we'll leave. They see this, they accidentally break a window of a performing arts school or something. They go in and they act as if they have never seen or heard of the concept of like a theater before with a stage. They're like, what is this place?
They're shocked that a school could have something as fancy as that because their school's shitty.
But it doesn't even seem overly fancy. It's just a standard auditorium.
Dave, you gotta understand.
Do you know how long it takes kids to put a set together like that?
Oh.
But they don't appreciate that because
they break into this place. What do? This really upset me.
They are walking around. They see this set in the auditorium, this fancy schmancy thing, and they start trashing it and, you know, goofing around. They're saying stuff like, oh, they can afford it. Like, you know, because he doesn't understand yet that, you know, there's a lot of work and care that goes into this. They just see the rich guy school.
The problem I had with this was that the first thing breaks accidentally. They are just kind of goofing around and playing. But then once the one thing breaks, they're like, let's break everything. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why
fuck
would
those
you
guys.
Do that?
Teenage boys suck shit. Teenage boys are shitty.
I don't know about you guys, but at this point in the movie, and this is very early on, like 5 minutes in, I was like, it's going to be really hard for the movie to redeem these characters in my mind.
Really?
Dave, are you like Skinny got his just desserts at the end of this movie?
Oh, well, I didn't want him to die, but...
I did not feel as antagonistic towards them at this point. I
was kind of pro the hooliganism on
no,
this.
No, I'm not pro the hooliganism, but
I
it's
was.
Like
I'll let it be known I am.
You know, speaking of the Wire, it's like, yeah, these guys go to school with like metal detectors and like four textbooks for 68 kids, and so of course they don't give a shit about like the fancy school because they're like, whatever, you're all millionaires probably, which isn't true, but they don't know that.
Yeah, it's not true. And that's one thing. This movie, like, with the exception of the boyfriend character, like, no one else in this movie, like, it's not like an 80s movie where it's like this rich prep school, like, oh, you're from that area of town. You know what I mean? Like, no one is, literally when he goes into the school later, everyone, it's like, it's almost as if this place is like some creativity, like, paradise. Like, people are just playing violin in the hallways, you know, everyone's doing the thing they're into.
And they're
like
really
awesome.
Good. Like, when we get really glimpses well, so, yeah. of like the violins or whatever else is going on, it's like incredibly good for high school.
And,
fabulous scene when he's walking through and it's just, it's like, let's make sure they know it's an art school. These people will be making costumes. These people will be playing the violin.
We all
just
do it in the
hallways.
Yeah.
And you're like, it was so fabulous. I was like, well, we're in art school, guys. Don't forget.
Yeah. And, I'm with you, Kara. I really like that too.
I will say I went to a performing arts high school that was not.
Oh, that's right.
Like this. Did you forget?
You went to like this school.
Yeah, and it's much less glamorous. Like there's people like doing their shit like in the hallways, but it's much more like school than arts, at least in my experience. Yes. They focus much more on the arts part.
I didn't even get the sense that it almost just seemed like, are they strictly doing like performing arts stuff?
Well, is this like at the end of the day, are they like doing enough regular school that this is even an accredited diploma?
Well,
that
I will
getting?
Say, the performing arts school I went to was a charter school, which is, but so there are, you know, less strict. But that said, The setup was the like first half of the day before lunch, you're doing like your regular academic classes, and then after lunch you're doing your emphasis, you know, your art, and you like break off into your specific classes. And so we only ever see Tyler going to, spoilers, they get caught at the gym and he gets sentenced to 200 hours community service because he kind of takes the fall for all three of them. So
they did destroy the entire stage,
basically. Yeah, you know. But
they're right to do it.
I'm not saying they're right to do it, but that's it. We only see Tyler at the school in the afternoon for his community service. So the boring part is they're probably going to like math class, you know, at 10 a.m. like anyone else. But it is funny that like Nora's whole storyline, when she's like, I just want to dance, Mom. And her mom's like, yeah, anyway, so those college applications are on your bed. You do need to, like, go to school.
Oh, I forgot about the mom. The mom is so good at being, like, the worst mom. Like, she's evil.
She's not evil. Her husband died, like, a year ago or whatever. I guess I'm the one who's fighting for this
movie. I think she's one step
away
from the Carrie mom.
Oh my God.
Oh, come now.
She's going to start beating her daughter when she has her period.
One bad day away.
So we're in the school because Tyler's been sentenced to his community service. We see like this a slice of his home life, which is grim. He's, you know, in the foster system. He's got an overworked guardian.
He has the smallest bed possible.
The smallest bed. There's a drunk guy. But he does care for, like, the younger foster siblings in the house with him. And we see that a couple times in the movie. This really reminded me, a lot of things in this movie reminded me of it. But this specifically took me to Saturday Night Fever when we meet Tony's family, and he just like does not care about his parents. He doesn't want to talk to them because they treat him like shit. But his little sister comes in, and she's like, "Oh, I drew this." And he's like, "Oh, it's beautiful."
Yeah, little sister. I was honestly kind of hoping for more of the plucky younger sister. She was a fun character.
They had a fun little back and forth. I think Channing Tatum has a lot of charisma in general, but especially like just kind of everyone he's with in this movie. Like he's like stealing a bite of the kid's Captain Crunch and stuff like that. He's good. He's good. Channing.
That Captain Crunch scene is nice because he's like, get out of my room, and then he hears the foster parents fighting. And then that's when he called her back so she doesn't have to go out and listen to the fighting. And you're just like, this guy loves that chick. He loves his little sibling.
Yeah.
The foster parents in this movie, this was like, this reminded me of the foster parents from like Terminator 2.
I was thinking that too,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's very like exaggerated foster parent parents. And you know, just literally like the foster dad sitting in his recliner. I don't think he ever moves from that seat.
Yeah.
And his wife comes and literally like takes one spent bottle of beer out of his hand and puts another fresh one in. I was like, this
that's
is
exactly
so
how life is at our house. So I can relate to it a lot.
Oh yeah, don't you, Madeline? Don't you participate in the Wasteland Foster Program?
That's correct. And Eric sits and I work all day and then I bring him beers and just to keep everything together.
It's rough. Yeah. It's rough out there.
It's really rough. It's just an exact depiction.
One to one.
At least you got the Wasteland Cap'n Crunch out there for the kids.
And giant glasses of orange juice too. When she gives him
that was really cute.
That was like a flower vase of orange juice.
But that part was again like the dynamic with the little sister is so cute and funny. Where she's like, "I brought you juice." It's just like a giant fucking so full glass. Anyway, so we're in the performing
I
arts school.
The community service.
And he's just like, whatever. There's a line too when he's being sentenced where the judge is like, "And this isn't your first time in the courts, is it, young man?" He's just like, "Yeah, what the fuck ever." Like,
breaking and entering, vandalism at the Maryland School of the Arts. You a student there?
No.
I see you've been in this courtroom several times before. Where are your foster parents? Can you answer me with a sentence?
I don't know. I think my foster mom's trying to get off work.
Okay, Mr. Gage, look. This is the way we play the game here. You break it, you buy it. 200 hours of community service to be performed at the scene of the offense, the Maryland School of the Arts.
It's again, reminds me a lot of Saturday Night Fever, where we're focusing on like a young person he's still in high school even, but he's already like very much resigned to the fact that like my life sucks and like nothing's gonna change, and there's you know, I've got my thing that I enjoy, dancing, but like whatever, like everything else is just shitty and stupid, and it's very like, it's not good, but it feels like a very real kind of through line through the decades of dance adjacent films. And yeah, then we kind of meet Nora for the first time, the young Jenna Dwan, and she and Channing will be married just 3 years after this film.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. They were together for like a decade or something. That they have like a kid together. I mean, you can see the chemistry jumping off the screen.
Literally.
Jumping into each other's arms.
Jumping and catching.
There's so many lifts in my dance. I need a partner. I need these freshman boys can't handle me, a 5 foot tall woman.
Well, that's kind of the whole crux of the movie. Like, one of her main dance partner like breaks his ankle or something like that, and he's out for weeks. And I have no one to rehearse with. What's going to happen? But wait a minute. She happens to be looking out the window one day between one of her classes, and she sees Channing Tatum in his full-on like janitor's like Michael Myers outfit, the overalls or the coveralls. Or
whatever. But then he's like sexily tied around his hips, and he's wearing like a tank top and. And his friends, Mac and Skinny, came by, and they're like, ooh, like, you're working at the fancy school, and he starts doing his street dancing.
Well, he starts mocking the ballet moves that he's mm-hmm. been watching them do, but he's infusing it with his street style of dancing, and she's seeing this. She's like, oh, that guy can actually move. All right. In addition to being very sexy, then, yeah. He can actually move. All right.
And it's funny because he's like making fun of the ballet, but he's also like doing it effortlessly, and it's just like, fuck. Yeah,
if he'd been doing it literally his whole life.
If you looked up and you just saw like a dude doing like a perfect fucking like he's spinning and spinning, and you're like, what the wait? You're really good. Wait, be my dance partner. Yeah, because Nora's whole thing is she's, you know, got to get her senior showcase together so she can. Be a real dancer when she graduates and not go to dumb college like her mom wants.
If this doesn't
work,
I'm going to have to go to a very expensive college.
the like, Nora storyline is, I think, weaker because, you know, especially next to Tyler's storyline, you're like, yeah, you don't, like, whatever, you have interpersonal problems,
like,
but you don't have, like,
what's
problems.
At stake for her. It's like, if this doesn't work for her, I'm going to have to go to college. It's like, okay.
Yeah, and whereas with him, it's like, so am I resigned to, like, my life of stealing cars and, like, friends dying, and she's just like, I don't want to go to Cornell, Mom!
And it's not even the movie doesn't even do anything like to say like Cornell is going to be the death of your dreams. You know what I mean? Usually in a movie like this, it would be like you're going to military school and that's the end of it. You know what I mean? Where it's more
yeah, if you don't get
like,
a job
oh,
as
God,
a dancer,
gonna
I'm going to send you into the military.
Yeah, but it's just Cornell College. That's all it is. But the movie acts as if it's like a death sentence.
This is like a little bit like what did Cornell do to the writers of this
yes.
movie?
Well,
like,
it turned
I'm
down.
Not like an expert about Cornell, but it's like. I know it's a good school, but like
I think it works that this that we wrap up her kind of conflict with her mom like a couple scenes before the end, so it's like the climax of the film isn't like will Tyler come back and is mom gonna be like she and her mom have a kind of thing towards the end where her mom is like I'd forgotten you know how happy it makes me to see you happy and so it's okay to be a dancer. She's like okay thanks and it's like that's fine yeah good for them thanks.
Well, it's like, do they not have dance at Cornell? Like, come on.
No, it's illegal. actually, Cornell takes place in the Footloose town.
Oh, damn it.
Ithaca they moved has it. Very stringent dance laws.
Anti-dancing university.
One thing that really bothered me before we get into the when he starts dancing part.
Oh, yeah.
Please do.
So he's like, he's doing like janitorial duties and stuff like that. But like right in the middle of their classes.
I know, they didn't plan this well. They didn't give them a very good schedule.
And they're like, we're coming in. And you're it's supposed, they're like trying to show you like nobody even notices him. They don't even care that he's there.
But it's like, it's totally on him.
It's like, that's not how
they're supposed to be in class.
That's not how janitors work. Like, they don't just, like, wheel in during the middle of a lecture and be like, fuck you.
That is very true. Yeah, they're trying to play it off of, like, man, isn't it tough being him? But it's like, bro, you're doing this, like...
You're doing a bad job, actually.
You shouldn't do this. This isn't how this works.
But he does, you know, hang around the dance studio long enough to see the failed auditions. Nora's trying to find a new dance partner. And they,
somebody hold me. I'm 75 pounds.
This is my favorite scene. Because in dance movies, there's always a part where, this is like a common thing in dance movies, where they'll have an audition and all these people will audition and be really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And these are dancers.
I know, they're dance students.
Legitimately just, I've forgotten how to use my arms to hold a person in the air.
I like they say that like a, you know, half a line about like, no, but they're like the sophomores or whatever. And it's like, okay, but dancers are still famously like very muscular and strong because of their discipline.
The whole like kind of like test is like, I need someone to like lift me up in the air. And she has these group of people there and she starts running towards one kid. And you would think this kid, like from his perspective, like the juggernaut is running at him.
Yeah.
He completely crumbles to the ground like,
yeah, and this woman like, is like what? All of like 5'3" and like 70 pounds.
Yeah, she's very small, but
she's like a size negative one.
What she needs is a big, strong man to lift her up. But he does. He can do it very easily. Isn't that what we all need is a big strong man? So
to speak to that, the manness of it, we've discussed in the last episode, the Magic Mike episode, where we were saying like Channing Tatum,
he's very big and strong.
Looked, you know, we were talking about the ages of people.
He is big strong man.
He's a big strong man in this, but this is early on in his career. Apparently he was, I think it was 24 maybe or 26.
Yeah, he was
this.
Like kind of mid-20s.
He looks like both.
How do you think he looks in this movie? Like, because he's supposed to be like a teenager.
He looks like a baby because I'm used to seeing Channing Tatum older, but he looks way too old to be in high school for sure.
Definitely too old to be in high school.
But I'm fine with it. It's like every movie's like that, right?
I'm
fine with it because he doesn't look that much older than everyone else. He's supposed to be the same.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, it's not like his counterpart is like, looks like she's like 16 or something.
She also looks like 20 something.
That's fine. Like, I get it. Like, you don't want to work with, you know, 15 year olds on set. Like, it's so much easier to work with like 22 year olds.
And especially when it comes to, a dance movie where, like we said, there is an extra thing of just like the training and the discipline. I will say, like, I agree that he looks like a baby, but, you know, by our standards, because he's in his like 40s now. But it's funny how like the his arms too, because again, he's big and strong, he's clearly very fit and in shape, but it's, you know, the style of the muscles is so much smaller and like leaner than what has become the like Hollywood man du jour, that he does to me like appear like, yeah, that guy could be, I don't know, like 19, sure. It's like, well, he's not, but you might as well be. And then we're Tyler's the dance partner. He's in it. He's got to learn how to take direction and spin and do moves.
That seems to be the main component. Can you spin?
Can you spin right? Well, and this reminded me a lot. I have a flash dance thought here. This made me think a lot of when, you know, Flashdance is partly about her trying to get into the dance academy, even though she's untrained and self-taught. And that movie ends with her getting into the academy, and it's very triumphant. but we kind of see a hint here of the, you know, the class barriers that still exist in, like, even if you get you are accepted, you're in the institution, you're in the space. It's like, okay, now do a PK turn. What, you don't know what that is? Like, what? And it's, there's a lot to say about dance and class, and maybe this will be discussed on a later episode. Who knows? But I was thinking about that as the themes of class come up in many of the films that we've watched so far, because it's a very, like, kind of visible version of a lot of, like, class structures, because, like, anybody can dance, can, like, you know, untrained or anything, like, you hear some music, you can, like, move around, but there's only the certain types of styles of dance and everything that are, like, elevated and considered, like, proper or, like, this or that, and that's where we get a lot of, you know, the early 2000s, like, Save the Last Dance and this and everything of, like, what if you took ballet and got a little urban with it? And it becomes, like, a cliche, but it's also, like, that's a very, you know, like, you know, easy kind of dynamic to go to of, like, this very, you know, strict and, like, class enforced and historically, like, race enforced style of dance with, like, any other kind of dance, which, you know.
I just want to jump in that this is a bit of a, like, I couldn't think of a good time to say this, and I think this is probably, I think what Jackie was saying is kind of the best, but I like this movie, but one thing that, like, really didn't work for me, and I just was like, oh, this sucks, is the whole, like, music thing of, like, we're gonna take classical music and infuse it with, like, the streets, and they're acting like it's some, like, blending of the two when it's totally just a hip-hop beat with, like, strings. Like, this is not yeah. like an infusion of classical music, and like,
and it's not even like a new concept of that. No, at that
it's,
point
it's like half of rap songs are like dude
we yeah have in the art school. Nora's,
I mean, it's not
friends.
Bad, but like,
no, it's the that part of that subplot with Nora's friends. I was like, I don't care about this at all, because she's got another dancer / singer friend, and then they have got, like, a musician friend, and he's like, I'm trying to give Nora, like, these fresh new beats, and she's whatever. And then there's the, you know, mean rich boyfriend who,
that is we were talking about Dwayne Adler earlier. I think he might similarly not be very familiar with either hip-hop or
classical
music.
Or just like modern music in general. I don't know. That part I don't care about.
The boyfriend, because to me it seemed like the main antagonist, so to speak, of the movie was basically sort of just like the class structure and how that, you know, impacts, like, people trying to get into places. Because initially I thought, like, oh, okay, we see a douchey boyfriend character. This is going to be our villain in the movie. But he is out of the movie pretty quickly.
Yeah, like, he's kind of, like, there. And then ankle. It's like, wait, you betrayed our friend? He's like, yeah, whatever. And she's like, okay, well, we're breaking up.
And then he's gone. I was like, I was shocked he didn't come back. Normally in a movie like this, if you want to say this movie bucks expectations, normally that kind of character would come back and there'd be some sort of competition and they'd be going up against him or something like that. But he is just gone from this movie. And I thought that was just kind of interesting that the movie really, it's more about just like where Channing Tatum's character comes from and just those two worlds colliding. That's sort of the conflict in this movie. There's not really a... well, I guess there's the PJ character, but again, it seems like all of the characters that would be antagonists are sort of on the periphery for the most part. They yeah. come in, like, here and there, but they don't necessarily impact the main story of, like, Channing Tatum training with Jenna Dewan. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, again, it's like the antagonistic forces are just kind of like the circumstances of, like, you know, class stratification yeah. and stuff, and, you know, the yeah character like PJ who, like, you know, also exists in this world and probably all, you know, was a kid with dreams at some point, and
he's kind of his own antagonist because yeah. he is so used to the class, you know, how his class is bringing him down that he's just like, I should never do for anything. I can want anything. So he has to kind of overcome himself.
Tyler is always like, you know, I'll just give up rather than like fight for it because like I'm not going to get it anyway. And we have the school director of the art school, where she's like, fight for it, Tyler.
I need to talk about her for a minute.
Oh yeah, go off.
I love the idea that this woman is running this entire school, but she just is so obsessed with everything that this pseudo janitor is doing.
She's like, you're my new project.
Yes. Have you seen Channing Tatum? I think she's supposed to be like this like sexy little siren, and it works. It works so well.
Not to be objectifying, but I think it's like the first time we see her, she's wearing like some sweater or something, and I was like, hello, hey, what's up?
A very low-cut cowl neck sweater.
It was, yeah, my eye was drawn. I'm glad that the movie, it wasn't like va-va-voom, but it's kind of just like, she is hot. Like, she is hot, though.
I very much wanted it to veer into a territory of her and Channing getting together.
But she's like, when you turn 18.
That's your fanfic.
I am gonna write that fanfic.
Are you shipping
the problematic
them, as they say?
Age gap fan fiction?
That's correct.
Love it. I love that. I also like that at the senior showcase at the very end, it's like the director woman. She's just like, that's the girl I was talking. Like she's almost directing Nora's like career or whatever, where she's like, yes, the only students I care about, her and this kid who doesn't technically go here.
Well, she's shown as, you know, she we see her character, the administrator, walking like through the movie, like through each classes, and she's talking to like other characters like, that's very good, so and so. Like, I like characters like this in these types of movies, like the, you know, the teachers that the only thing they are concerned with is like helping other people achieve their dreams. You know what I mean? Like, I like characters like that. You know what I mean? They're the type of characters that remind you that there's good in the world, you know?
It's true. It is funny, though, that she's, I think, the only, like, teacher character we ever see. Because back to my art school days, famously, the scariest teachers were the dance teachers. And everyone knew that the dance, like, emphasis, they had, like, the best grades, like, the, you know, et cetera, because the instructors were like, if your grades drop, like, you're not gonna perform in the thing, like, you're not in this, you're not in that. And contrast the theater department where I was a lot less strict on that, I'll say.
Well, to bring that up, like, is there no teacher of her class? Like, there's no teacher present ever.
It seems
it's just her practicing
like
by herself.
If she's doing her senior showcase and she is presumably like choreographing it herself and, you know, dancing it herself, I could see that being a kind of like, all right, free structure, like, handle it, do it, like almost like a thesis, but like, that's for college. Like, these are still high schoolers. She definitely would have like, at least a teacher popping, an instructor popping in to be like, all right, give me a, I guess that's what the director's role is, of like, she's the one teacher.
Like, yeah. That. And I thought
they
that was
seem
interesting.
Highly unsupervised to me. It seems like they're just kind of,
they're a little
in
too
the
independent.
Doing whatever they want to be doing.
Literally the only adult in the room is Channing, and he's a janitor.
He's a 25-year-old janitor. Yeah. The only kind of like, consequence even of like, you know, school structure is like when he shows up late to rehearsal and the dance practice space is in use for someone else. It's like, okay, so you guys you don't just show up and like do whatever the fuck. You at least do have to schedule a room
he shows up late and Nora is in with her boyfriend in the recording room with, and again, no adults around. It's just like, where are the teachers?
Where are the technicians? I know they don't let high school students go on here.
It's a lot more collegey than high school.
Yeah.
It's like a college, based on
college, there are teachers and instructors.
Classes, but not during, like, practice time or, like, rehearsal.
Yeah, that's true.
But, Yeah, that's...
It just seemed like this was like, you know, again, because the school is presented to be like, you know, as Channing walks into the school for the first time, as we said, like, it's literally just everyone in the hallway doing their thing. Like, you have people singing, people playing the violin. I'm just like, this seems more like Xavier's School for the Gifted. And
yeah, these kids are all mutants.
Which, again, I think gives it kind of a fun flavor that it's just all these kids living their dreams and doing it well. Like, and it was fun to see.
But it's also, we have to remember that it's, I think that all everything that we see is after school is over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
I think.
Yeah, or at least in the, like, more kind of post-academic,
so if it's a high, if it's a high school, which I believe we think it is, you know, it goes from X to X, and then probably every, the time afterwards is just, like, you can book things to do practice.
Sure, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, all right. All right, movie. That's okay.
That's kind of the basis of the movie. Like, they train, and there's some conflict here and there. Like, she, you know, she leaves her boyfriend. There's a subplot with, like, the guy coming up with, like, the infusion of the music.
Sick beats.
The Miles. Sick beats.
And
Miles. That's,
and,
yeah.
And he's got the hots for someone else. And you know,
Lucy. That,
Lucy, the friend who's dating an older boyfriend. And when we go see the older boyfriend's performance, like, first of all of the non-Channing Tatum white guys in this movie, I couldn't tell apart. With the older boyfriend shows up, I thought it was the douchey boyfriend, the different one, because they have the same, like, hairdo. Anyway, so, yeah, I guess Lucy is dating an adult man, and Miles, who has a crush on her, wants to, like, be shitty about it, but actually this adult man who's dating a high schooler is kind of nice, so...
Until you find out he's cheating on her.
Oh, sucks. Anyway, and then Tyler and Nora, now that she's single, finally hook up, and they're still dancing. They're still, we get some montages of dancing and kissing and flirting and all that fun stuff. But yeah, go ahead.
The best one being, and I think aside from the final performance, the best dance sequence we get in the movie, in my opinion, is on top, in, like, by the docks.
Oh, in the sunset.
With the sun setting, and they're dancing. And this is actually one of my big problems with the movie here. Not this dance sequence. This dance sequence is great. But literally minutes before this sequence occurs in the movie, I was writing in my notes, like, are they going to freaking show us a complete dance scene or not? They keep cutting it off as they're starting. Like, all we see are little clips.
Well, it's
snippets.
A practice. It's a
hot
rehearsal.
Dave wants more dancing.
Hot Dave wants more dancing at a summer film fest.
Now that's what I call dancing.
Yes, because I feel like all we get up halfway through the movie until this scene in the docks, this great scene, you know, it's photographed well with the sun at magic hour and everything. Every dance sequence we see, granted, it is practice, but and they get better as they go, but it's just snippets. And there's literally a scene where they're like, okay, we mastered this new spin, and it feels like the scene is about to gain momentum. We're about to go through rehearse a dance number, and then it literally cuts to them leaving the dance school. I'm like, what are you doing?
And they're edging you, Dave. They're edging you.
They really are.
It's on purpose.
You got that great choreographed club dance scene, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
It happens in every club.
You know how you do
scene.
At the club.
That was interesting. It's almost as if the movie heard me, because, like I said,
I
wrote this note in my notes, like, literally minutes before the dance sequence on the roof of this building by the docks, and then after that we get the dance sequence at the club or whatever, and then obviously the final dance sequence. But it's almost as if the movie heard me. It's like,
I think they did.
Stop it. Stop teasing me.
That works for me. Partly because one of my favorite elements was through montage, Tyler's various costume changes. Because at first he shows up, he's wearing, we commented this multiple times, he's wearing like five giant t-shirts and the biggest jeans you can imagine. And like slowly over the course of the movie, we see him go like, okay, I'll wear like a tank top. Okay, I'll wear like sweatpants, track pants. And it's like, yeah, dude, imagine it's easier to move in that than six t-shirts.
Oh,
and we do eventually get him in the tights.
Speaking of the clothing, I just want to point this out. I really appreciated that at a certain point in the movie, during the practice scenes, we see Nora wearing leg warmers.
Yeah.
A la Flash Dance.
Oh, her dance outfits are so funny and so silly because that like dance wear is always like so goofy looking. It'll be like those beige practice heels and like, yeah, leg warmers and half tights and like a shrug sweater. It's so silly.
One of my favorites was she's in like a leotard and she has the shoes on and maybe leg warmers and then like a sheer sweater that
it's
like
so
hits
silly.
Her out of hips, and I was like, this is interesting.
Or she'll wear like a half kind of dress over stuff and it's so... I love that part of
that
dance culture where it's just like, yeah, just put anything on, I guess.
That literally looked as if, like, if you were playing a dance video game and you were doing the create a player and you're like, you know what? I'm just gonna throw
yeah,
all
randomize.
This stuff together.
Randomize
everything. She's going to be wearing, like, a sweater top, leg warmers, tights.
Almost
you know,
all
like,
of her outfits are randomized. Yes. I did really like the kind of the fashion on display, like I said, Channing Tatum's enormous t-shirts and pants.
Don't forget his hat turned
and
out.
His hat, oh my god, which comes into the final performance.
Oh,
he gets
right.
his quick change
like what's the thing, like a little Aladdin move where he takes the hat off, he rolls it down his arm, you know, like
and
the apple in Aladdin.
He gets a quick change during the final showcase into the giant shirts and hat, and it's so funny.
He should have got a loaf of bread to bite into
to show that he's working class. Oh, but it is. It's to show the meshing of worlds of high and low and blah blah blah. Anyway, so we're in our happy montage era before the antagonistic force of class structure comes in, because eventually Tyler's kind of he's blowing off his friends to practice with Nora a lot, and his friend Mac is like, "What the fuck, dude?
Are we going to play basketball?
Are
or
we
not?
Shooting hoops or
I
not?"
I want to say really quick, it happens twice. The first time it happens where he kind of leaves is he's like, "Ah, I'm grumpy. I wrote down he's such a baby for whatever baby reason leaves."
It was probably a baby reason.
And then he's sitting there with Skinny and Mac, and he's just like, "Hey, why don't you try for basketball? Why, you know, you can play for the team, you can do whatever." And Mac's like, "I'm not doing that. That's stupid," or whatever. And then that's when he like starts to realize, okay, maybe I want to try. Something.
Yeah,
I don't want to spend all of my time with people who don't want to do stuff because I might want to do stuff. So then he goes back, and then he leaves again.
Oh yeah, he does leave again. And I thanks for. They're pointing that out because, like, yeah, we get a couple instances, yeah, of him being like, maybe I do want to try, but it kind of like misses, like, he's late for something, he misses a rehearsal or something, and he gets pushed back from Nora, and he's like, "Well, fuck you, I won't try." And then eventually he goes back, he is trying, but Mac shows up like during the rehearsal and like sees him trying, basically, just like, "Oh, what the fuck, dude? Like, you know, what is all this? Oh, this is your community service. You're doing like blah blah blah." And he's, you know, defensive and everything. And then when he goes back inside, Nora's old dance partner is his ankle's okay, and so he's like, "Not only am I, you know, being judged by my old friend, I'm now going to be replaced, and this is why, you know, you don't need me. Fuck you. I'm not going to try actually."
"I didn't think he was coming back. He hasn't even been here. I don't know what to do."
"So he's back. Where does that leave me? You don't have to say anything."
"Wait, what does that mean?"
"I can't believe I bought into all this bullshit. You're really just gonna turn your back on me?"
"That's not what I'm doing, Tyler. Andrew is a student here. He's a senior. I mean,
you're just like Brett. You just use people and then you dump them."
"Why are you making it sound like that? It's not even the same situation, and you know it."
"So how is it not? I haven't just been filling in for Andrew?"
"It's not fair."
"Oh, no."
"Tyler! Tyler, wait! Give me a second to figure this out."
Well, and to his, I think, you know, for as decommy as a lot of some of the conflicts can feel, especially the Nora side of things, like, I think there is a real beating heart to Tyler there of like, you know, how many times can you put yourself out there and force yourself to try before, you know, your brain convinces you, like, no, like, you don't belong here, and everyone knows it, and you're, you know, we'll slide you out of here when we're done with you.
And I think it's very important, like, because it kind of annoyed me at first. I was like, oh, he quits twice. Ugh. But I think it's very important that he quits the first time, because that makes losing it the second time, like, because he feels like he lost it because the dance partner came back. It makes it so much, because he was like, this is something that I actually was fighting for. I don't fight for anything. It made it a lot worse for him when he felt like he was lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this dance partner, even though he was Nora's guy initially, like, he just doesn't get the infusion, man. He can't nail the infusion moves.
Yeah. He's like, what, you want me to go down, like, do a thing on the side? He's like, I can't do it. I can't do it, Nora.
This whole angle with the hat and rolling it down my arm, I don't know what that's all about.
I can't. And then he also is still kind of injured anyway, so it's like, maybe Nora...
My ankle hurts. I can't do that.
My ankle.
Do you guys think he faked that injury?
Oh, I love that.
He was like, I don't like that. Nora, this is not for me.
Because no. Oh, ouch, that hurt. He's like, you know I can't handle this choreography.
He wanted out. Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe he's like, this is not my dance. I gotta get out of here. Well,
can we just do the foxtrot like we were going to do?
It's like, this is a senior showcase. Is he a senior? Is he working on his own showcase? Like, what's going on? But so at this point, also at this point, the dance has, like, you know, grown and changed because. Nora at one point says to Tyler, like, oh, well, I imagined it, like, with a whole bunch of people. And he's just like, all right, well, then, like, let's get a bunch of people. Like, let's, you know, and so he's encouraging her to dream and vice versa. And so once he steps out for the second time, he's not stepping up, he's stepping out. she's kind of like floundering of like, well, I don't have a dance partner. And also I have this, you know, the choreography has grown so much and blah, blah, blah. And I appreciate at this point that I don't really care about her mom and college thing, but this is kind of the climax of her subplot, which is like, I need to, you know, believe in myself and like actually do it and blah, blah, blah. So she does it. That's fine. And she is ready to do the senior showcase as like, you know, by herself at the end, but we're skipping over the dramatic death of a teenage child, which does occur.
Well, but this is interesting. Skitty. The death or the senior of Skitty, because it doesn't really seem to have, does it have much of an impact on the characters other than like, I guess I'll stop going to parties. It's like,
yeah. Skitty's dead.
It's like, well, is wildly unearned. It's,
yeah.
Like many people said, it was very obvious that it was going to happen from the moment that character was introduced.
They're like, this troublesome like, little brother.
Wildly unearned.
And what made me, it made me so mad because the reason you knew it was going to happen is because they were like treating him so poorly. Because he's the younger brother, mm-hmm. And you're like, he's gonna do something very stupid to prove to you fuckers that he is worth something.
And they shouldn't be so reckless.
And it's gonna fucking get him killed, and it's gonna be your fault. And they're like, it's not your fault. It absolutely is your fault.
It if you were nicer was. To him,
he wouldn't have done that. I was so livid. I was
waiting for the scene. I'm like, or I was looking around when they were outside. I'm like, okay, where's the Escalade? Because at some point, this kid's going to steal an Escalade to try to prove himself.
Yeah.
And then they send him home by himself. And yes. I'm just like, I was like, do you care about this guy at all? You
it's don't like, just keep him at the party. At just let him stay at the party and just like keep it up. But no, they said, we get out of here, Skinny. Get out of here, you.
Here's bus fare.
Scamp.
Get lost.
And he wants to prove himself, and he steals PJ's car when they like duck in for cigarettes, and then he drives the car over to the party to show it off, and then immediately gets shot and killed.
I don't think he knows whose car it is. I don't think he sees PJ get out of the car. He just
is that so?
I think he just sees the car.
My favorite thing is, so he has been shot. He's on the ground. Immediately to the funeral. Casket.
It's mother like, sobbing.
That's so
it's
good.
It's such a quick jump. And then not 2 minutes later, we see Mac at the dance having the best day of his life. Like, this is great. Good job, Tyler.
You know, my we all got to heal. We have to move on from... Skinny's dead, so...
Yeah, it really it'd be nice to know how much time has passed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because it's not much in the movie.
A weekend.
Like, Madeline's right. Like, yeah, it is like, you know, we have a scene of Skinny bloody on the ground screaming, like, talk to me, say something, Skinny. And it feels like within 5 minutes, we're like smiling, clapping, like, yeah, you go, Tyler.
You did the dance. I would have loved to have seen, I don't know if he mentioned this, but I would have, in the movie, it's established that Skinny has a little belt with like a little, like, you know, his name is basically on the belt in red letters, and it like it goes by left to right. Or whatever.
That's right. We start the movie with his belt.
I would have loved it if when he's on the ground after having been shot. Skinny, talk to me. You get an angle on his belt, and it just turns off like.
Oh, it knows! It knows that he's dead. They turn off his life support in the belt also.
I'm sorry. That belt was just goofy as hell. What
was
that?
But he thought it was so cool. And he was so excited to show it off.
Imagine you're what, like 14 or 15 years old in the year 2006. And you're like, guys, check it out.
I'm sorry. It reminded me too much of that belt that Bart Simpson gets, you know, from the comic book guy. Where I literally expected Skinny to press a button on it and it to go, help. Help, help, help.
Imagine that going off during the... when he's lying dead on the ground.
Skinny!
No.
Yo, Skin. Say something. Talk to me, Yo, call help. Somebody, man.
Help.
Do something.
Yo, call 911!
Get up, man.
Can't you read? Call the police.
Do you think Skinny had like rear view blinkers on like the back of his belt, like a left and right turn signal?
Yeah, and he thought those were hilarious too, and no one else did. And now they regret it because he's dead.
Oh, poor Skinny.
So Skinny's dead, and it teaches... It teaches Tyler that life's too short to, I don't know. But meanwhile, the senior showcase,
the steel cars, maybe.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you can keep going down this life and maybe also get shot. And it's like, what's the fucking point?
Mac and Tyler have a scene on the basketball court, and I think Mac is like, we got to live better lives because Skinny doesn't get to live anymore. So we have to be better in his honor or whatever. So they're like, yeah, we're going
to
be better.
There is a bit of like, not to like be that guy, but like there is like some of this movie is like, man, Hollywood is like too much of a coward, even in 2006, the enlightened time of the pre-Obama years, to have like, it's clearly like they're trying to do like a black and white culture thing, but they will not let the black guy be the lead.
What if we so get we a have white to guy put a to white do guy it?
In. So it's like, there's that going on. Then it's like, you're really going to like kill one of the black, like you're going to use one of the black characters to die in like basically gang violence.
This? We're killing the black guy so the white guy can learn a lesson.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
Not it's, great.
Channing Tatum should have died and Skinny should have been up there dancing at the end of this movie.
He's like, I learned all the moves. I've been watching.
I've been watching this whole time.
Tyler?
I'm ready. It's Skinny's time now.
Where do you think Tyler learned all his moves?
Yeah.
I just had a rant. I just had a random thought. Like, I can't. I'm sorry, guys. I can't stop fixating on this name belt thing.
Oh, dear God. Oh my God.
Are you, Dave? Are you? Are you
just
jealous?
I imagine a scene like at the funeral where it's like a military thing, where like a soldier walks up to the mom and like the nameplate is like wrapped up in like an American flag. It's like, here you go, miss.
He wasn't a soldier.
Dave, I hear your hints loud and clear. Yeah, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Electronic Dave. Belt for your name to scroll on.
It should say Goon Master.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can gosh. put whatever words you want on that. That's your choice.
It's Goon O'Clock somewhere.
It's Goon O'Clock. But not here and not now, because
it's
Skinny's
never
Goon O'Clock
in store, to be clear.
And you know, Tyler's thinking about life. He's taking the lesson of his dead black friend to heart and living his white dreams. And it's time for the senior showcase. And what's this? I'm about to go on. I'm Nora, and Tyler, you're just showing up, but it's too late. It's too late, Tyler. Wait, Tyler?
Oh, this turn that she makes. She's like, it's too late, go. And then literally 2 seconds.
Wait.
Oh, wait.
I changed my mind.
Come back.
Nora.
Tyler, what are you doing here?
Before you say anything.
Shh.
Look, I don't know where to start. I'm sorry. Okay, I shouldn't have walked out on you like I did.
Tyler, this is not the time.
Please just let me get this out. Look, I've made every wrong decision that I could have possibly have made.
Tyler, doesn't matter anymore. I'm doing this without a partner.
That's enough. Nora, check your dancers. Tyler, I don't think you realize how important this is.
No, I do realize how important this is, and that's exactly why I'm here. You said if I want something, I gotta fight for it, right? Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm here, and I'm fighting for something that's real for the first time in my life.
I can't do this right now. This is everything that I've been working for.
I know, and I'm sorry. I just wanted you to be able to do this the way you imagined it. That's it.
I can't. It's too late.
Okay. Good luck.
Tyler! Do you remember the steps?
Couldn't forget them even if I wanted to.
Okay, everyone, we're back to the old dance with Tyler.
Yeah!
All right, let's go.
I do, that part is weak, but like, maybe I'm the Dave in this situation, and I need to go to horny jail because I think I like Channing. I like him a whole lot. And when he comes up, he's just like, I want to do it. I want to step up. And that's what he says. And I'm like, take him back. Do it. Even though he hasn't really earned it, but I just like him. I just like him.
I think, yeah, what this scene was missing was someone to, there needed to be a scene where Nora talks to someone else and they give that Nora the speech. And then she realizes, oh no, you know what? I need to go grab Tatum when we need to do this thing.
Grab Tatum.
They had this, you know what movie did have this scene and made it earn that decision? A little movie called Flash Dance.
Flash Dance.
Dave, settle down.
No.
Because if you remember in that film, Jessica Biel's ready to quit and leave, but then she talks to one of her friends who gives her the speech, and then she decides to go for it. Nora did not have someone give her the speech. She should have had someone give her the speech, but no. She says, get away, Tanning Tane. I'm doing this on my own. 2 seconds go
by. Get out of here, Tanning.
Wait. Come back. I'm ready to step up.
I feel like you guys need to like have another flash dance conversation.
Hey, Michael, stay out of this.
Well, it's not her movie. It's his movie.
She's in it. That's true. So they finally get to do their showcase, and it's fine.
I think that she, before we start talking about the dance, because it looked like Dave was about to take you to town, Jackie. But
it's okay. What?
I think that she likes dancing with him better than dancing by herself, and so that's why she was like, "Okay, I think she has more fun with him dancing, and she can do more stuff."
Look at the poster. Look at his arms.
Yeah. So she's like, okay.
Also, before we get to the final showcase, Dave, I like it better than just it's okay. But when she calls him back and she like turns to the dancers who were like getting in place for the curtain to go up, she's like, "Guys, we're gonna do the old routine with Tyler." And then you see people are like, "Yay!" And you hear like one dude go, "Yeah."
Well, I just imagined like the guy in like the control room, like, "So wait a minute, like I gotta reorganize these lighting cues, sound cues. You talking about? I have 2 minutes to do this."
Wait, we're going with the Tyler who? What? Why?
There's like 200 like light and sound cues.
I know,
in this
there's
routine.
A full orchestra like accompanying the
because so this is a pretty elaborate sequence that they do here. Last minute change.
Yeah. Well, luckily they had already done several dress rehearsals with Tyler, so they had that all arranged. And they could snap right back into it. That's how it works. So we're doing the senior showcase. It's Nora's time, and
she's closing it out. I think.
She's the main event.
The girl
she's got
I was
like
telling you about.
Scouters there for ballet repertoire. And
it should have been Jennifer Beals as the ballet.
That would have been actually a really good pull. Anyway, but at first I will say I wasn't crazy about the dance because it didn't feel like it was necessarily showcasing her, but she did also in universe like choreograph the whole thing, which is itself like she's showcasing a skill there. So I do like the dance, and I like Channing Tatum's little quick change into his costume, but it was good. It was good.
You mentioned the choreography. That would have gone a long way into showing how much work she actually put into this. Like her talking, not just with Tatum, but with the... Because as we see on this final sequence, there are a lot of dancers on stage.
It's a huge number, yeah.
Yeah, and it would have meant... I think it would have meant a lot if they would have showed her, like, walking other people through the steps. Really showing that she is choreographing this entire thing.
Yeah.
This whole production is her.
It does.
A lot of it is him.
It because does they, show him choreographing parts of it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Which again, also is his movie, and it does end with spoilers, getting accepted into the school. So, you know, it's... I will accept that it is clearly a collaboration between the two of them, but, like, as a showcase, like, you know, we see him choreograph other dancers more than we see her do that, and it's fine because again it's his movie.
It is his movie, but it's just like it would have been nice if it just didn't seem like in the dance number that she had a real spotlight moment on her, because it seemed like all of it revolved around her getting lifted by him and
a lot
like,
of yeah ensemble but stuff
I,
but
I'm not sure I'm not a professional dancer. I don't know, I've never auditioned to get into a dance school or a dancing company. But maybe because she is trying to get into a dance company, she was trying to show how well she works with other dancers.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Not just like, look how great I am, but look how great I am in a group. And like,
no, that's
this
true
is
because
my teamwork. And
there's only so many, you know, like solo performance stuff. And a lot of it is going to be more of like ensemble or like group things.
And she's just coming out of high school.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you're not going to get you're not going to be prima ballerina of the ballet or whatever. But so I will say I was harsh earlier. It's better than okay.
That lady from the I don't know, the Ivy League dance school or whatever it is. I don't remember what they call it.
Just like a dance,
dance company.
She'd be like
company.
Going straight to work. She wouldn't necessarily
be going
to school.
What she's really looking at is like how Nora arranged this entire thing and just sort of the overall performance. And that's when she noticed, and then obviously Channing is like the breakout star of this. And that's when she's like, okay, so Nora, you did an amazing job. You're totally in. You did an amazing job setting all this up, and you are good too. But he was kind of the performance piece that stood out. That's like, hey, and you too.
Was the male lead? And then we get that cheeky little line from the director. She's like, yes, a new transfer. Don't forget to send your transcripts.
Yes, young Channing Tatum, we will watch your career with great interest.
I like Channing Tatum's character. I think his charisma, Channing Tatum's charisma, makes up for a lot of stuff that you're kind of like, I don't know about this. But I'm like, he kind of doesn't really deserve Nora because she choreographs this. She let him in. And he is also using this as an audition. So she gives him like a whole little solo in this thing where she's trying to make it into the dance company.
Because he gets a long solo.
I'm like, listen, man, you got to like make up for every shit thing you've ever done because she's amazing.
Yeah, you have to be the best boyfriend ever after this, Tyler.
Madeline, you were going to jump in with something?
No. Oh, no. I was just going back to my fanfic, which is...
they break up, said, Channing and the director. Yeah.
He didn't just get into that school based on Mary, you guys. That's
there's something darker going on
please
here.
Please deliver those transcripts in person.
to my Don't office.
Worry. It's called Step On It.
I imagine it's like that scene in Risky Business where the teacher is just sitting like in her living room and then you just see this music turn on. Dun, 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 and then
so I heard you're a bit of a magic mic.
Yes!
What? the part, well, that's the movie, Happily Ever After. But also Mac got to see him dance and he did really good job.
This really could have used like an American Graffiti freeze frame thing. Yeah. Like, Channing Tatum was drafted to the Iraq War and died in
died overseas. Nora voted for McCain.
Nora became a college Republican.
But I will say part of why I did enjoy this movie a lot is Channing Tatum and his charisma and the fact that you guys probably talked about on the Magic Mike episode that like. You know, he lived a real life before he got into acting. Like, he was a stripper. He, you know, he's seen some real shit and done some real shit. And I think that, like, comes across in his performance because a lot of the characters that he's played over time have been, you know, like the Mike or the or Tyler here where they, you know, have seen the real world and how shitty it is and how it'll let you down and you know it, that kind of he brings a sort of, you know, golden retriever thing in certain roles, but in that kind of like, you know, I've been hit before, I'm a sheltered dog and I can be really friendly, but also I don't necessarily trust you. And it works really well. I didn't mean to come into this comparing him to a sheltered dog, but it works, you know? It just, he works.
He has a tough exterior.
He's got a tough exterior, but he's a sweetie.
Can I, it seems like we're wrapping up. There was one thing in this movie that was very unexpected that I don't think I have ever seen in a movie before. It
that
might
belt.
Be unique to this movie. No, well, aside from the belt. There is a scene in Channing Tatum's foster home when they're all eating dinner. And what are they eating? They are eating Carl's Jr. And this stood out to me because you don't typically see Carl's Jr. Or in this case, since they're on the East Coast, it'd probably be Hardee's. That is a logo you don't see too often in movies. And is it just me that thought, I was like, oh, wow, Carl's Jr., that's unusual.
No, you're right. Yeah,
I think that might have been just you.
They're eating Carl's Jr. because of that. You can get a spicy chicken sandwich meal for $5.
Hell yeah.
And this is in 2006.
Right.
Well, Apocalypse Video like brought to you by Carl's Jr.
We have ended our relationship with Taco Bell.
Well, no, it just seemed unusual because that is not a brand that you typically see represented in movies. Normally, at most, it'd be like McDonald's or something like that. Well, but you do not see Carl's Jr.
And especially that's like, here's the, you know, the working class family. And it's just like, usually brands are not like, yes, show us to be... Something well, that some, poor people yeah. like.
It somehow made it seem more a little real, weirdly. I don't know. That it wasn't the established brand you imagine seeing in movies. It was Carl's Jr. or Hardee's, whatever it is.
I will say I did not clock the Hardee's.
Yeah, I didn't clock
Dave,
it.
But...
Well, I think Carl's Jr. is called Hardee's on the East Coast.
Oh, it is. But so. I just mean I didn't clock either. I don't.
Oh, well, you didn't see the star logo?
I guess it didn't.
I mean,
make
I'm sure
impact.
It was there, Dave. I believe
I,
you.
I noticed there. It, but I did not put as much stock into it.
I did.
I was just
like, oh, pause.
I guess what I'm saying is it made me want a Western bacon cheeseburger.
Well, then I guess.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. Now we all want Western bacon cheeseburgers.
I guess Carl's Jr. did its job then.
Maybe some waffle fries, you know.
Well, shit.
Okay, I have two things that I want to say before we wrap up.
Of course.
Okay, step up again.
They have to be. They have to be about Carl's Jr.
Please step up onto the platform.
I think it is worth mentioning that Miles, used before he got into the school, used to live where Channing Tatum and Mac live. He's
I
from
did
their,
want
like,
to, yeah, and they kind of like start talking because Miles is one of the few people that kind of like you know makes eye contact with him when he's a janitor. They kind of have a nod. And then, they start talking. He's like, yeah, I used to live, like, over there. And Tyler's like, oh, shit, that's, like, where my friend lives.
And so they become friends because they have similar backgrounds. And Miles, I think, as well as Nora, but Miles, I think, is a big part of why Channing Tatum is able to kind of be like, oh, I can also do this if you did this.
Yeah, it's like, started here and now we're here and also that like Miles shows him his music and stuff and he kind of is like, oh wow, like, you know, for as much as we're goofing on the like, what if you put some beats on this Beethoven, it's like it does capture Tyler's attention and kind of maybe opens up his mind a little bit of like, oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're doing here. Like, I could do something like that.
I think so it's very like fish out of water. That's what they're going for when he's in the when he's at the art school. And I think that when he starts to become friends with Miles, it makes him feel less fish out of
water. Yeah, that's a good thing to point out.
So I think that's worth mentioning. And then two, one of my biggest problems with this whole movie is.
Go off.
That in one of the scenes where they're practicing, they do one of the coolest dance moves I've ever seen, where she's like flung in the air and like swings around his neck and then he like catches her, and that is not in the final dance.
That one's just for them.
And I was like, that's the coolest dance move ever, why didn't you put this in your final dance? And that's
too cool.
I almost ruined the movie.
if you were that dance scouter, you'd be like, not as cool as it could be.
Yeah, and honestly, I think it's the principal's fault or whoever, because she should have been like, hey, what about that neck move? That was cool.
That's a very good point.
He saves that for her in the bedroom.
Anyone else have any other final thoughts before we step off?
I do. I consider myself a connoisseur of the 2000s dance films.
Mm-hmm.
I had actually never seen this one. And
this was the first time?
This is my first time. Oh, and wow. It could highly be because I don't have the nostalgia for it from watching it at the time. But I do just feel like, and especially after hearing that this director was involved in Save the Last Dance, I feel like this movie was done a lot better as Save the Last Dance. It speaks a lot. It has a lot of the same themes with the he's from this world, she's from this world. It has a lot of the racial politics, but I feel like it's done a lot more thoughtfully. And actually, the scene in which Skinny is killed, has anyone seen the Save the Last Dance? You've seen Save the Last Dance.
That
scene is almost shot for shot the scene of when Malachi is killed, because it's happening, or not killed, but shot, because it's happening at the same time as the showcase. And it's almost shot for shot that other film. So I just think from a standpoint of dance, there's better dance movies out there that even have better dance sequences, like Center Stage, for example. So to me, I feel like there's better 2000 dance movies out there. That's my opinion.
I should clarify, as far as the connectivity here, the director of this movie, Anne Fletcher, she did not actually direct Save the Last Dance or Bring It On. She was the choreographer of Bring It On. And the writer of this movie, Dwayne Adler, he wrote Save the Last Dance.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it's all similar. In the same miasma of dance movies and et cetera. And I will say I know exactly where my biases are, and that's with Mr. Tatum.
I agree with you though, Madeline. Before I knew that this was written by both people, I was like, man, this is really similar to Save the Last Dance.
Very Save the Last Dance.
Oh, well, maybe we have a future episode.
Yeah, but it's like a little opposite where it's like, but like. Opposite in a bad way, where Save the Last Dance is like the white girl going into the black community.
This is like
kind of bad, but he's white.
But he is white.
I will say real quick on the Save the Last Dance, though, I think Jenna Dewan is definitely a better dancer than Julia Stiles, though.
But have you seen Save the Last Dance?
I've seen clips, and
she does real good in that.
I like Miss Stiles as an actor. I don't know if she's... And I like Jenna Dewan as a dancer, but I don't really like her as an actor. So let's split the difference here. I think Channing Tatum brings it with dance and acting. I think Jenna Dewan is a very good dancer.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I'm sure you're right, Madeline. Because I haven't seen, like, Save the Last Dance or... many 2000s era dance movies, but as a total noob to that scene, I like this movie quite a bit. Like, I don't think this is like amazing cinema or anything, no. But like, this is like, it's like a fun movie, and it has like charismatic performances. Like, Channing Tatum is great. He's like a really good movie star, and there's also other good performances in this that are not quite, I think, to that level. I think he does really shine more than the other people in the movie, but they're all like, everyone in this movie is like giving it a little bit, like they pop, you know, like everyone's popping a little bit. Unfortunately, Skinny, you know,
literally
popped to death, yeah,
literally popped. For me, this is a recommendation. I don't think this is like gonna blow your minds or anything, but this is like a fun dance movie, and like, I do think that like the 2006 of it all is pretty fun with the outfits and everything, and that's probably just because like
we didn't even mention Miles's hat.
Oh, the hat. Oh my god, that hat is like, I just heard about Questlove and The Roots.
Check it out. It's got this orange brim on the or orange band on the fedora.
There's an outfit.
I just kept thinking, like, what an embarrassing time to be alive.
No, truly. It's great. There's an outfit Channing Tatum wears where it's like a jeans jacket that has a zipper around the collar.
Yeah.
Well, and we were watching that, and Michael was like, what is the point of this? And I was like, oh, you don't remember? That could unzip and like a little hoodie can come out.
And it popped out.
That was the fucking look. Like,
and we just went around looking like that.
Honestly, like a lot of this style is like cool again.
No, it's his giant pants. I'm like, oh no, I've seen Wasteland teens wearing those.
His outfit that he showed up to dance in for the first time. That, like, where he's wearing a million things is total. Like, Billie Eilish has worn that outfit.
Oh, yeah, Billie Eilish 100%. Wears that every day.
The most impressive part of this whole movie is that he can dance in those pants.
Yes. And they're not sliding off. They're, like, hanging off his ass throughout the entire movie.
Yeah, what if he did all this, but he was, like actively, sagging the whole time and just, like, his underpants poking out?
We should say, cute. This movie did capture the imagination of a lot of people in 2006. This movie was a very big hit. It didn't cost a lot to make. It was only $12 million to make. It made over $100 million worldwide. It spawned four sequels somehow.
Four.
And a TV series.
Yeah, there's Step Up Again or whatever? What was
Step
the sequel?
Step Up 2 in the
Step
Street.
Up 2.
In
then
the
there
streets.
Was Step Up 3D, which I am very curious about.
I really, I remember at the time... finding it's just the title Step Up 2 in the streets. Like, it's so funny.
They're literally in that movie. Okay, now who's gonna watch it? I don't want to spoil it for you, because there is a part where they literally say,
"We gotta go back to the streets." You've forgotten your roots, Tyler.
Was that like, had the musical the In the Heights just come out or something? Like,
hey, I think actually that might have been just about correct. Like,
the last dance of Step Up 2 is very rad.
Oh.
Okay, all right. I'm not opposed to watching more of these. And yeah, we can't ignore the finale, Step Up Revolution.
What? They kill people in that one on purpose.
I hope it's like robots dancing.
Oh my God.
Skinny comes back and he...
Michael, if you are going to continue to watch these, I need you to watch my Mount Rushmore of 2000s dance films.
Yeah, let's hear it. What's on the mount?
It's Save the Last Dance.
Okay.
It's Center Stage, mm-hmm. and it's Bring It On.
I've never even heard of Center Stage.
It's been years since I've heard of Center Stage.
You need one more for a Mount Rushmore.
Films, you will not be disappointed.
This is the Step Up, and maybe we can take it off the air. Why do you think Bring It On is a dance movie?
Because it's a lot of, there's a ton of dancing in Bring It On.
It's all choreographed.
Yes. Many
It's choreographed dancing.
Yeah. I consider that to be a dance film.
So you're saying that cheering is dance.
Cheering and dance are cousins.
Just because of how much like physical dance. Because yes, I would say cheering is choreographed dance. That's my opinion.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, and especially we can cut this in the context of the film. It's like they're cheering at competitions. They're not cheering for sports.
Kara,
so
put
it's
the
like,
gun down. I don't want another reenactment of Skinny.
All right. Listen. Okay. Yeah.
Let's all lower our weapons. Let's all push our guns away.
Black is white. Up is down. I get it. It's fine.
Let's all put the guns away and get to the streets. Let's step down.
I don't want a revolution on our hands.
So Madeline, would you recommend Step Up?
It's hard for me to say because I feel like a lot of people probably like Step Up because they saw it back then when I was watching those movies that I love. So I didn't enjoy it personally, but I feel like a lot of that is nostalgia factor and because I didn't watch it when it was popular.
Well, Madeline, you were saying you're Mount Rushmore, but you only listed three, and I think traditionally
because those are the ones you need. I'm trying.
But
to
traditionally, I think
others.
A Mount Rushmore has to have four. So if you have to put in a fourth one, would this make it, or would there be something else?
No, it would probably be like Honey. Remember that movie?
She works at the center.
Okay, I can't remember that movie at all, but.
Jackie, are you stepping up? Are you recommending?
I'm stepping up. I recommend.
Stepping up or stepping down?
We were talking a little bit before we got on the horn here about another film Channing Tatum was in 2006. She's the Man, which is...
He's in that?
Yeah, yes. He's great in that.
He's the romantic lead.
I didn't know that.
He's great in that. And I was at the age when that came out where I wouldn't have been going to see Step Up. I was a She's the Man. I was a High School Musical 1 also around that time, girly. So I...
That's the other one on the Mount Rushmore.
It's High School Musical 1. But so that said, I do recommend it. And I recommend those other two movies as well. She's the Man, delightful. Based on the Shakespeare play, Twelfth Night.
Oh, that was okay. Just a real quick, like, I know we're wrapping up, but this whole movie, I was like, what Shakespeare thing is this based off of? Like, surely this is one of those, like, Shakespeare things. Like,
this is like 10 things.
I'm still like, I know there's nothing about it in the trivia, or there's nothing about it, but I'm still like, there's got to be, like, some Shakespeare play.
It's definitely like Romeo and Juliet. They come from two worlds.
Yeah. Someone dies.
Someone does die.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mike, are you stepping up?
Skinny's Mercutio.
Yeah, I'm stepping up. Like, I'm not,
Skinny
you know.
Is Mercutio. Mind blown. Thank you.
Skinny, that was his last name, Skinny Mercutio.
Skinny Mercutio.
I'm stepping up. I think it's like, it's fine. I totally get where Madeline's coming from, especially like, I haven't seen really a lot of movies of...
Yeah, I don't doubt there are better versions
era,
of
so
this.
So I can believe it. But, you know, if we're like rating out of 10, I'd probably get like a 7. Like, I think it's fun. I had fun watching it. It's breezy. There's characters that pop and stuff, and it's got like a, it's got enough pizzazz to kind of carry an uneven movie through to the end.
I'm kind of right there with you. Like, I don't know what the equivalent, the dance equivalent would be of like taking a knee. Like, no, you know, I don't know. Like, well, I don't know if I'm quite ready to step up the whole way. Maybe like, but like half
step
like,
sideways.
Step sideways.
Like, I thought you were like, I'm gonna take a knee in protest of like. Yeah, the,
whatever that, I don't know what that does in football when they catch the ball and they take a knee. What does that do?
It gives you an automatic down.
It's that. That's what this movie is. It's like an automatic down. Like, you know,
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I
feel like it's like,
no one knows.
Like what I'm trying to say is like, yeah, I'm not.
Why
quite
are you
speaking,
taking this to sports, Dave?
I don't know. Because I have no. Anyway, I don't know if I'm ready to fully step up. I thought this movie was okay. The dance number again. Like, I feel my main problem
you
with the
felt
movie
edged.
Is like, I don't feel like they really stepped up to put it that way. Like, I don't feel like the dance numbers, like the final dance sequence is good, but like I didn't feel satisfied with the dance sequences leading up to it. Like, there was only one or two here and there and they were okay, but like I wasn't wowed. I was wanting to be wowed because I know that Channing Tatum is an amazing dancer, and I feel like we don't get that until the very end, and the very end it just didn't live up to the hype, I suppose. I don't know. I don't think it's a terrible movie by any means. I just don't think it fully got there for me. So it's like a sideways. I'm stepping sideways here.
You're taking a step. It's not necessarily up.
Yeah.
It's like a little incline.
This is a light recommend, I guess, is how I would put it. But let's go upward in an upward trajectory to someone who probably would recommend this movie. Kara, are you stepping up all the way?
I have several things to say.
why are you making assumptions,
Dave? I love a classic Dave speaking for a woman.
Yeah.
One, usually when you take a knee in football, it's when you're trying to run out the clock. So you take the knee to get the downs and the clock is
This just
up,
proves
right.
I have no idea what I'm
Thank
talking
Thank you
about
for the sports context.
I don't know why I brought it up.
So it is good because you're like ahead and you want to run out the clock so you win the game.
Okay.
And that's in play. The other taking a knee is controversial. We don't have to get into it.
Yeah, that's not the taking a knee I was talking about.
Second, if I recommend Mother's Day, I feel like I have to recommend this movie.
Pay your bounty, your fees.
You recommending Mother's Day has completely destroyed your scale for all recommendations moving forward.
You don't have to recommend anything. It's okay.
I saw this movie, maybe one or two times in 2006 when it came out. And I will say that almost 20 years later, like, the only things that I remembered were Channing Tatum and Jenna Dwan. Like, yeah. I didn't remember that Skinny died. I didn't really remember his background. Oh, and I remembered, I remembered Camille, because she does her little dance thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that person is actually, even as a child, she was a really, really, really popular, good hip hop dancer. So I remember those things. And I think that is enough to watch it because I think those things are very good. So I would recommend it. I also would recommend, say, The Last Dance because that's very good. And it is very similar. I think it's a lot sadder than this movie.
Is it called Save the Last Dance because someone's like dying of cancer or something and like there's a last dance they do?
You're thinking of A Walk to Remember.
Oh, I am thinking of A Walk to Remember.
So I would, and if you liked this movie, I think like that's like a more movie of this movie. If that makes sense.
Yeah. You want the movie version.
Yeah.
This is kind of like the DCOM of Save the Last
Dance. Yeah. Exactly. Perfectly stated, Madeline. And then I have a recommendation for you all. Just to wrap up my time here. There is a movie that probably you won't think is very good. Because it's one of those like good, bad movies. But it's about an art school. The last dance in that movie is one of the best dancing things in real life or in a movie that I've ever seen.
Is this the remake of Suspiria?
No, as you probably never heard of it, it's called High Strung Free Solo.
Wow.
Yes,
that is a deep cut.
It's the second one of the High Strung series.
Oh, oh Jesus.
Okay. And, it's okay.
And just that their last dance, it's like the way I remember it when I watched it, it was like 20 minutes long.
This is called High Strung Free Solo?
High Strung Free Solo. And it is bananas good. Like, if you were feeling lacking and kind of cheated by the last dance in this movie, watch that movie and you will be like, thank you.
I'm on the Chad the Chugel, and I'm searching High Strung Free Solo, and like, it's not coming up.
Well, I own it. I'll send it to you. How about that?
No, it's funny. It's not coming. Like, there's no like Wikipedia. There's no IMDb. But you can tell. I can tell this is a quality movie because one of the suggested searches is High Strung Free Solo Full Movie Streaming.
Okay. Yes. You have to stream it. I think it's on Amazon.
Well, here's the issue. Can I watch High Strung Free
Dance.
Solo?
Free Dance is what it's called. High Strung Free Dance.
Oh,
okay.
I have the name wrong. High Strung Free Dance.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay,
but
I'm seeing it.
What's
I'm seeing
going on
here
if we
that
haven't seen High Strung Part One.
Yes.
I'm seeing
see
here that
them, you will.
The box office of this movie was $7. One ticket was purchased.
Honestly, I don't know if it was released in theaters. But I
2016.
Bought it. Wow. I bought it. I loved it.
This is 2016 was the first one. How recent? These are like recent-ish movies.
Just more recent than Step Up.
In that movie.
Very 2019 was High Strung Free Dance. Oh my God. Wow.
Well, speaking of movies, you mentioned movies earlier. So we've stepped it up, but I think we're now ready, guys, to bring it on. When we return, when Hot Dave Summer Film Fest Volume 4 returns, we'll be bringing it on with Bring It On. Wow. See, I'm a master of wordplay.
You should put that on a belt.
That's on the poster. Get ready to bring it on in Bring It On.
See you there, folks.